a generous pledge. For you, a generous pledge, maybe $10. That's fantastic. We welcome it. We celebrate it. If you can make a $60 pledge, we'll get you a copy of the new book we're talking about here. You can see the Tom Tomorrow cartoons, and probably if you just read the cartoons, you'll be smarter than anybody on your block.
Or read Tim Robbins' forward.
Good introduction.
Tim wrote for us.
But whatever pledge you make, it's going to have a real impact. It will be noticed. And what we want more than anything else right now is to get the word out, to get people aware that there is a movement for media reform in this country, that we are going to change the media, we are going to make it better. And when we do so, we are going to make our democracy more functional, and we are going to make this country what we know it can be.
You know, John,
first step is calling that number.
It's not just this show, though, because Media Matters wouldn't amount to Hill of Beans if it wasn't for WILL.
Right.
That has sponsored the show, put it on, it supported us 100% from the first time I pitched the show to Jay Pierce and Jack Brighton 4 years ago. And we need this station to be strong, for this show to be strong. We need people in this community and people listening on the internet to go to willpledge.org and make that pledge. This is the—we only twice a year we come to you and ask you. This is the time we need to step up to the plate. 10% of you, we love you. You're making these contributions. You're calling in right now. The other 90% who are listening but aren't making that call, please, this is the time. Be a first time. Do it the first time. It'll feel great. You have no idea what a wonderful feeling it is to finish that pledge. Sit back down and say, yeah, I'm there. I'm doing my part now. 217-244-9455. Toll-free number. Go to the website, too, willpledge.org. If you're one of the many people, you don't have to do it today. Then whenever you hear the podcast, you know, we've got a total of 120 is what the target is for today. We're at about 49 now, so we're not even at half. But the second half of the show is always where all the action is. It's like it's where the action is. So people, do make the call. Please support us. You know, John, one other thing that we do on this show that we've done now for over a year is we replace the NPR news that goes on at 101 to 106 every day with our own show that we produce called Media Minutes, which is a five-minute news show just about what's happening in media policy in Washington. This show has become a huge hit in its own right. It is now carried on 30 radio stations around the country on its own. It gets phenomenal numbers. It's on the freepress.net website every week and gets lots of hits there. John Anderson does it with Kimberly Cronick. They just do a terrific job, and we've got an episode right now. So what we're going to do now is we're going to go to Media Minutes, but only in the promise that people keep calling in. During that 5 minutes, this is your time to get those calls in. 217-244-9455 or willpledge.org. Make a $60 pledge and get a copy of the book Tragedy and Farce by Nichols and McChesney. So let's go to Media Minutes right now.
This is WILL Urbana.
Any views or opinions expressed by the hosts of Media Minutes are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its management, or licensee.
Welcome to Media Minutes, a weekly review of news relating to the intersection of media and democracy. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm Kimberly Cronick.
Earlier this month, Clear Channel CEO Mark Mays traveled to Washington, D.C. and told some tall tales to investment bankers and others assembled for a luncheon sponsored by the Progress and Freedom Foundation, a market-friendly think tank which is in part funded by Clear Channel itself, along with several other media conglomerates. Unencumbered by a critical audience, Mays purveyed quite a few whoppers of misinformation and twisted figures, like the justification he gave for lobbying the FCC and Congress to further relax radio station ownership limits.
Each of the two satellite radio companies has more than 120 stations in every single market in the continental United States. In contrast, free radio is limited to just 8 stations per market.
This statement is an apples-to-oranges comparison. Satellite radio companies XM and Sirius may have more than 120 channels, but they're national radio services, meaning the same 120 channels are available nationwide. In contrast, Clear Channel owns 10 times the number of channels than XM or Sirius, more than 1,200 radio stations nationwide. Another half-truth involved Mays's strange braggadocio about Clear Channel's anemic efforts to produce local news.
Today, Clear Channel has more than 500 local news and information reporters working in 155 local markets, rivaling any other national broadcast organization, and we believe surpassing many.
These raw figures sound impressive, but Mays forgot to mention that those 500 reporters actually serve more than a single station. Many work for multiple stations at once, and in some cases, Clear Channel consolidates news staff in smaller markets and then feeds news to larger ones, voice tracking the news, just like it regularly does with DJs. The reality is that the number of full-time journalists employed in radio has been cut in half over the last 10 years, and the number of part-time reporters slashed by more than 70%. Well, more than 1,000 local radio news operations have disappeared due to consolidation. But Mark Mays did let a few nuggets of truth slip his lips, like the fact that they've squeezed just about as much money as they can out of broadcast radio without further consolidation.
The cost of competing with new technologies and increased listener choice is staggering, and profits are down.
And he predicts a battle for hearts and minds in the making, especially if his dream of a complete removal of limits on radio station ownership is to be realized.
We do have a political battle in that we need to make sure that people understand that difference, that really diversity of programming is what people and the American public want. It's not diversity of ownership.
This last one, of course, ignores the millions of public comments filed with the FCC during its contentious 2003 review of media ownership rules, more than 99% of which opposed further media concentration. For the record, Clear Channel's revenue in the second quarter of this year topped $2.5 billion. Nearly $1 billion of that came from the company's radio division.
Next year, new FCC rules are set to take effect that aim to reduce the amount of advertising in children's TV shows. The provisions limit the amount of commercial promotions in any given hour of children's television to 12 minutes on weekdays and 10.5 on weekends. The marketing of commercial websites via TV characters will also be banned. Major media companies are fighting the changes tooth and nail. Executives from Disney, Viacom, Time Warner, and News Corp have personally lobbied FCC commissioners for several months now, seeking a delay in the implementation of the new rules. That does not seem to be working, however, so now Disney and Viacom are asking the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals to step in and declare the changes null and void. For its part, Disney's already claimed that limiting its ability to sell to kids violates the company's First Amendment rights.
Recent revelations about the extent of the Bush administration's illegal use of covert propaganda to influence domestic policy may light a fire under Congress to take action to prevent such abuses from occurring again. In April, the Truth in Broadcasting Act was introduced in the Senate, which would require government-produced news to be labeled as such. Although the bill presently has just a handful of co-sponsors, the Senate's Commerce Committee will soon vote on whether or not to send the bill to the floor. Phone, fax, and email campaigns are underway to convince senators to take a stand against covert propaganda, as well as to pressure the Justice Department to prosecute those who broke the law. More information on these campaigns can be found online at freepress.net. Just click on Stop News Fraud. You've been listening to Media Minutes, a joint production of the Illinois Initiative for Media Policy Research at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign and Free Press, a national nonpartisan organization dedicated to media democracy. For more information, visit our website at freepress.net.
Okie dokie, welcome back to Media Matters. This is your host, Bob McChesney. We're in the second hour of our special two-hour pledge drive edition of Media Matters. Twice a year we do this. We come to you and ask you for your support. We give you 50 shows a year where we don't ask you for money, 50 shows a year where we just give you a guest with no advertising. We bring our guest in for a full hour. Last week we had Larry Beinhart, who wrote Wag the Dog. The week before, Barbara Ehrenreich. You know the guests we have on here, Amy Goodman, Naomi Klein, Bernie Sanders, Seymour Hersh. The list goes on and on. Bob Jensen, terrific people. And this is a show where we give them a full hour to talk, to answer questions, to develop their ideas, to take as much time as they need. People with interesting, exciting, and provocative views on media and politics in our society, given a chance to express their views and for you to give them questions in a format, frankly, that I don't think is available anywhere else in this community, certainly, and probably in this country. And you guys like it. You've been tremendously supportive of it. I love you for that. And this is the time of year that I have to come to you and say, okay, now I need you to step up to the plate. I need you to make a pledge to support this show, Media Matters, to support the station that graciously hosts it and supports it, WILL AM 580 here in beautiful Urbana, Illinois. And you've got to make the pledge. You've got to call up 217-244-9455, make that $60 pledge, and we'll send you a brand new copy of the book, Tragedy and Farce, How the American Media Sell Wars, Spin Elections, and Destroy Democracy, which I co-authored with our guest on today's show, John Nichols. This book won't even be in the stores until November. We'll get it in your hands before it's available in the stores. It's a hardbound book. It's over 200 pages. It sells for $24. We'll get a copy to you if you make a pledge to WILL for $60. Please do. We're eager to get this book into your hands. I think if you like this show, if you like the guests we have on the show, you're going to really enjoy this book. I think you'll learn a lot from it. You'll find it provocative. Our phone lines right now, I hate to say, Jay Pierce, are wide open, and I am truly depressed about this. What are we going to do about this, Jay?
Well, we can repeat the challenges. Maybe that'll
Well, I think that's the way to go. We've had a couple of loyal callers call in and make challenges. One of whom, Doug Day from East Peoria, is adding $10 to each contribution. Doug is very concerned about the politicization of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Doug, I share your concern, and believe me, that's an issue that at Free Press, people have been working on at freepress.net. It's been covered a great deal on Media Minutes, as you know. Doug is going to give $10 for everyone who makes a contribution for the next 30 people who call. And that means you got to call 217-244-9455. Doug wants to do it. Let's take him at his word. Yeah. Another longtime listener who prefers to remain anonymous is going to pay $15 towards student membership. So if you're a student out there, all you have to do is pay $10,
right.
Jay. Is that right?
$10. Get a full membership, my friend.
And any student membership will be eligible for this book. John and I didn't write this book just for people who had $60 in their pocket. Anyone who becomes a student member will gladly, WIL will get a copy of Tragedy and Farce to you as well. So make that call, 217-244-9455. The phone lines are wide open. And then finally, I know that we've talked a lot on this show, and I want to remind people again, we know that a significant percentage of people who listen to this show today and listen to it every week are now getting it through podcasts. They're downloading it from the internet. It's not live. They're listening to it at their leisure. We need you to support us, too. I mean, putting it up on the internet isn't a freebie. It takes labor. It takes people to do it. This is really an opportunity for you to say, yeah, I really want to support this sort of broadcasting to keep it going. And you can go to our website, willpledge.org, willpledge.org. Make that $60 pledge, and you will get a copy of the book. A $200 pledge, either at willpledge.org or calling in at 217-244-9455. We'll get you a signed copy of the book by John Nichols and myself, personally inscribed. We'll get your name there. We'll do X's and O's, whatever you want, if you give $200 to support community-oriented public radio in this country.
You know, the support for this program, Bob, you were talking last hour about the importance of the contributions that listeners to Media Matters make, not only for Media Matters, but for WILL in general, and our ability to be able to produce this show and put it on the air and podcast it, make it available for MP3 downloads, real audio, you can listen to it. It's kind of like TiVo radio. We're trying to make this available according to your schedule if Sunday afternoon's not convenient. But here's the deal. The amount of money that comes in during Media Matters from Media Matters listeners who care so much about this program and all the programs they listen to and use on WILL accounts for somewhere between 5 and 7% of all of the money that we will raise during this week, during a typical pledge drive. Now, about 5 to 7% comes from this one program for the 2 hours that
we're
on
AM and FM.
Afternoon. Yeah, for the whole thing.
For both radio
stations. How many callers do we have right now? Have we had so far?
Yeah, John, funny you should mention that. We just got the scoreboard tally brought in to us from Pledge Central headquarters at 58, and that means we're just about the halfway mark.
We're holding about to where we need to be.
Yeah, because by 2 o'clock, we've got to be at 120 to meet the new standards they set for us. And once again, they set these ridiculous.
Well, we're doing this. If we would have had 50, they would have said we were the heroes of the universe.
I know. You know, we're going to go and do steroid testing on Pledge Central.
We're going to have problems.
And they make these, like, this is like Barry Bonds numbers.
The amazing thing is that the callers, as Doug knows, they step up. They do what is asked, and they're doing it. But, you know, we can't fall down now. We have another hour to go.
You do.
Less than an hour. And we have got to get more than 60 calls. A lot of those calls will get the match. They'll get an extra $10 added on, which is just great. But remember, we're not asking for people to give more than they can. If what you can give is $10, fantastic. We want you to call. We want you to call now, and we're going to thank you for that as profusely as we would if you gave 1,000. If you can give a little more, if you can give 60, get a copy of the book. We're delighted about that. If you can give even more, 200, whatever, that's fantastic. But the bottom line is we're going for that 120 number. It is, of course, important to WILL. This supports the radio station and keeps things going, but it is also vital to the broader debate about what kind of media we want in this country. When we can say that a show that focuses on media criticism, media critique, and media reform is such a vital part of the overall package that you get from WILL, that sends a message to public radio programmers in Urbana-Champaign, but also around the country. So call 217-244-9455, 217-244-9455, so we can hit that 120 figure, send you a copy of the book if we can, but also be able to really send a message all over this country.
Yeah, and again, I think the listeners should understand that this money that comes in, not a dime goes to Bob McChesney, not a dime goes to John Nichols.
Oh, hold it, I'm off. What do you mean? What are you talking about?
You know, these books are donated. There's no royalties that go to us from these books being involved in this pledge drive at all. This is a labor love. This money not only just goes to support WILL to keep this wonderful station on the air, putting shows like Media Matters on the air, but it, more importantly, and this is the thing I really want to emphasize to the listeners, when this show does as well as Jay Pierce told you it does, I mean, we're really carrying a lot of the weight around here now for pledge drives, the word gets out to the WHA up in Madison. It gets out to the station in Denver, to New York, to Boston, to Boise, Idaho, that, hey, here's a show that's really catching on with the listeners in the community that's really got an audience. Maybe we ought to try something like that in our community. It means there's a much better chance now that shows like this will get an airing in different communities, that you drive around the country or have friends in other parts of the country, they'll start getting a show like Media Matters. And that's our goal here. Our goal is basically so that this show isn't an anomaly, but rather that there's a whole culture of doing critical shows in media where guests have an opportunity to speak, where advertisers aren't bombarding you every 10 minutes with 3-minute blocks of ads, and sponsors sort of have to vet the sort of content of the programming. But this sort of show needs your support. It needs it at 217-244-9455, or if you're one of the many thousands who do now listen to podcasts of WILL and of Media Matters, we need your support just as much as people listening over there. And you can go make that pledge at willpledge.org, and a $60 pledge will get you a copy of the brand new book, Tragedy and Farce, How the American Media Sell War, Spin Elections, and Destroy Democracy. And, you know, this book isn't going to be out till November, but we have copies of it, early advance copies, just off the press. We'll get it in your hands by November 1st if you make that $60 pledge today. John Nichols and I will personally inscribe it for you if you make a $200 pledge. And, John, we talked about how we don't want poor people to or people who don't have a lot of money, whatever, you know, just don't have a lot to spare, to feel that they've got to give $60 or $100. Just give what you can. We really only want people to show their support. That's psychologically what's necessary. But at the same time, if someone's got a decent-sized bank account, if someone's got life has been good to them, if someone has been blessed in this world and they like this show and they think it's important, we want more money from you. I mean, come on. This is your time. This, we really need this money. It goes to pay the bills. It's what gets people like Seymour Hersh on this show. It's what gets the podcast done, which then lures in the sort of guests we've been able to get more recently, the Barbara Ehrenreichs, and keep them coming back and make them available to listeners in this community so they can call in and have a direct conversation with these people right here in East Central Illinois. And there aren't a lot of shows like this. There aren't many public stations in this country that are sponsoring shows like this. It's only when you show support for it that we make these things happen at 217-244-9455. That's the number to call to make your $60 pledge. If you do, you'll get a copy of the book Tragedy and Farce. And if you're listening online, or if you just prefer to make your pledge online, go to the website willpledge.org. Mention Media Matters when you make the pledge, and we'll get the book to you. $200 pledge. We'll get you a signed, personally inscribed copy from John Nichols and myself of the book. John Nichols, we got 2006 off-year elections coming. I know you cover the political campaigns for The Nation magazine. You also cover them for the Capital Times newspaper in Madison. You know more about electoral politics than any journalist I know in this country. We spoke about this issue 6 months, 8 months ago, and you said it looked like both the House and Senate, in fact, even more recently, 3 or 4 months ago, was remain heavily in Republican hands, that that was almost a slam dunk due to gerrymandering and due just to the various way the races were falling. What's your assessment now?
Well, it's a wonder of politics. It's why we actually have elections rather than just declaring winners every couple of years. Things have changed. And the kind of crack up of the Bush presidency, which is now in full bore, it's actually a real mess and so bad that many Republicans are jumping ship, has had a tremendous effect on the recruitment of candidates for the U.S. Senate. Many of the people that the top Republicans in Washington, the Karl Roves and the Tom DeLays, wanted to have as candidates this year have decided not to do it. And of course, there's a reason for that. You know, when you run for the U.S. Senate or for the U.S. House, you give up a lot. You put your name on the line, you give up what you're doing, you put your reputation out front. And there's a lot of Republicans around the country who have decided they don't want to do that with George Bush as president, with the indicted Tom DeLay as the top guy in the House, and with the soon-to-be-indicted Bill Frist as the top guy in the Senate. So the Republican attempt to recruit a member of Congress to run against Robert Byrd in West Virginia fell apart. Byrd will be essentially unopposed. Republican attempt to recruit the governor of North Dakota to run against Kent Conrad, who's a pretty progressive senator from up in North Dakota, fell apart. Conrad will probably not face a serious opponent. Again and again, this is happening around the country. And what's happening on the flip side, remarkably enough, is that a growing number of Republican senators are looking vulnerable. Right now, Senators Santorum in Pennsylvania and Chafee in Rhode Island and DeWine in Ohio and Talent in Missouri, all Republican conservatives, are running behind their Democratic challengers in polls. If this
Chafee's not a Republican conservative.
What's that?
Chafee's not a conservative.
No, Chafee's actually a moderate to liberal Republican. You're absolutely right, but he's in trouble because he may get beat in his own primary.
Mm-hmm.
End result is that in those all of those states, we have a situation where you have a very, very good possibility that Democrats could pick up 4 or 5 seats in the U.S. Senate and bring it to, if not a tie, at least very close to that. Whether they can actually take control of the Senate, that's going to require an even bigger shift. But the reality is that our politics have become very, very fluid, and a lot of the things that were providing advantages for George Bush and his conservative allies in the first 4 years of his administration seem no longer to be advantages. The war, the national security issues are now starting to play against Bush. The Social Security debate is playing very hard against him. Debate about the economy and taxes are now playing very hard against him, especially in a number of states around the country. And so Bush is no longer kind of the Teflon president that he was, and that's having an impact on our politics. I don't know if that means that Urbana and Champaign are going to end up sending some liberal Democrat to Congress next time around. I suspect that's rather unlikely. But I do know that it means that you might well see another Democratic member of the House or two from a state like Illinois and from other states around the country.
You're listening to John Nichols today on Media Matters. I'm your host, Bob McChesney, coming to you here in WILL AM 580 in truly beautiful Urbana, Illinois. Today, it's a lovely October 16th, 2005. It is Pledge Drive Week. We've had a special two-hour edition. If you just tuned in, we're in our second hour now. We have a goal here to get 120 people to call in to make pledges to support WILL AM 580, to support public broadcasting and the community interest here in East Central Illinois, and to support this show, Media Matters. And we do need your support to send a message to this community and to this country that programming like this, radio programming in the public interest without advertising, willing to take on the tough critical issues that don't make the people in power in this country always very happy about having them aired, that this is something that's important to the people in this community, that's important to listeners in this country. So we need to call in and make a $60 pledge right now. Our phone lines, I dare say, are wide open. The number is 217-244-9455, 217-244-9455. Or if you're listening to a podcast or on the internet, you can call in or go to a website, and go to willpledge.org, willpledge, willpledge.org. Mention Media Matters when you make your $60 pledge. We'll make sure you get a copy of the brand new book, not even in the stores yet, Tragedy and Farce, How the American Media Sell Wars, Spin Elections, and Destroy Democracy. This is a book that John Nichols and I have just written. I think it's our best book. It's not one of these wimpy pamphlets you're probably thinking you're going to be getting. It's a 200-plus page book, hardback, sells for $24 in the stores. I think it's our best book yet, and it has illustrations by Tom Tomorrow and a foreword by Tim Robbins. I think if you like this show, if you like the guests we have, if you like the issues we cover, you will very much enjoy and learn from this book. I'm very proud of the book. And for $60, we will get a copy in your hands before it's available in the stores. But you've got to call 217-244-9455. Make that pledge. Our phone lines are open. You know, John, we have now thousands and thousands of people listen to this show every week, either over the air or even more than that, who now listen to it via the internet, through podcasts, through downloads. And we, you know, we're getting maybe 10% of them are calling in and pledging. That's been our statistic. And I think the research shows that's pretty much standard. Jay Pierce, isn't that right, for public radio, that about 10%?
Yeah, it's about 1 in 10 still, and it's been stagnant at that for years.
Yeah, and I think that's a that's not – I mean, that tells me two things. That tells me 10% of the people out there, I love you. I think you're great, and I think you're doing the right thing. But I do think that it means that the 90% of you who are listening to shows like this, we need you to step up to the plate. We need you to say, okay, enough of letting other people, you know, provide me with programming like this. Enough of letting people, my fellow citizens, be the ones who are going to pay the bills and I'm going to take the free ride. You know, if you're listening and enjoying this, you've got an obligation to step forward. Now, maybe you don't have $60. Give $5. Mm-hmm. Give $10. But if you do have $60, if you can afford it, if this is worth $60 to you, if this didn't exist, WILL just disappeared, would you be willing to pay $60 a year to recreate it and have it in this community? I think the answer is pretty obviously yes. And if we lost something like WILL, we'd have to pay a lot more than $60 each to get it back, believe me. It'd be a lot harder to get back.
About half the money it takes to run the station needs to come from listeners. And so basically what you're saying, Bob, is 10% of the people who listen to the station pay for half of the cost of keeping it on the air.
Yeah, so I mean, the exciting thing for us is if we can just double that figure, mm-hmm. if we just go from 10% to 20%, we don't, even without getting new listeners or getting new people mm-hmm. involved, we've solved a lot of our financial problems. So if you're one of those people who've been listening but not coming forward to pledge, please call. Please make a pledge. You have no idea how great you'll feel when you do.
And a couple of the things, I mean, just think about it like this. Think about when we reach that point, when 2 out of 10 listeners, for instance, will be contributing, think of what we can do. Think of what we're doing already with what we have. Think of what we'll be able to do. And that's the exciting thing to me, is every year when I put together a budget, we get that much closer. We'll balance the budget this year for the first time in about 2 years.
Yeah, because you're doing three jobs, Jay.
Well, you know, that helps too. But so are a lot of people here.
Yeah, I know.
But the point of it is that we're getting to the point where we've been through some rough years. We're going to balance the budget this year. That feels good. But think of how good it's going to feel for everybody, not just me when I put the budget together, but for everybody when we're able to finally sit down at a staff meeting and go, wow, now where are we going to go? What are we going to do? What new thing are we going to add? What new service? What can we do better? And we're able to do it now, so let's go for it.
And that's
the
really
excitement.
Good point, because, yeah. You know, as it's really important. As major media does less and less reporting on the rest of the world, as major media does less and less serious reporting on what's going on in the United States and at the state government level and even the local level, there is going to have to be an expansion of what public radio, public broadcasting in general, does, because otherwise we're not going to be able to catch up. We're not going to be able to keep this thing functioning. Ultimately, the media reform movement in this country will succeed in making radical changes in how major media operates, and it will get better. But that's going to take time. It's going to take a lot of organizing. In the interim, in this period that we live in now, public radio has to be doing a lot more than it used to do, because there's a much wider gap out there. And so when you talk about being able to sit down at the table and say, what do we do next, it's obvious what needs to be done. In Wisconsin, they've started a new program that just covers world affairs, because people said, you know, look, we're not getting world affairs information anyplace else. We're not learning enough about what's going on in the rest of the world. And in Illinois, you've got Media Matters and a lot of other projects that are unique to your state. But every state is going to have to see its public radio, its public broadcasting entities step up and do a lot more. And the only way that's going to happen is if they have the support from listeners. And that's why we keep encouraging you to call 217-244-9455, 217-244-9455, and make a pledge.
And it's John, as we've been talking about, the one thing that Jay and I know, and I think anyone connected with Will knows, and with public radio and community radio in this country knows, is the one thing that gets attention of the politicians, that gets attention of the station managers around the country, is when a show gets popular support. When the listeners call in and say, this show is important to me. I mean, it's not a market-driven system, but it's sort of an indicator if a show can get 120 people call in to say, I want to support it, that it's a show that's got a base of support in the community, people who care about it, they're willing to make that call. And twice a year, we ask our listeners to do that. 50 times a year, we just say, sit back, relax, call in and talk to our guests, forget the money stuff. But twice a year, we do that because twice a year, you guys come forward and you support us. We need you to do that today.
Let me tell you a quick story about when we started the show, Bob. You'd been a guest on our talk shows on Focus 580 before, and I was impressed when you came and talked to me and we decided to put the show on. There were some skeptics in the station. You know, there always are, and
sure,
that's fine.
Sure.
We ought to question things. After the first pledge drive, a lot of that went away, and there were no more skeptics. You know, I mean, it wasn't like, I listened to that show. That's different. That's something new. They're talking about some stuff, you know.
Hey, that's a good Fargo.
I thought they were going to be talking about, how the TV shows are going. You know, it's
going to be,
they're talking about politics. They're getting out there on the edge. And then, I don't know, you know, our listeners and this and that. And then all of a sudden we did the first pledge drive and it just blew everything away. And then I was able to show audience statistics. You know, the listeners to this program are not a radical fringe out there that tune in for an hour on Sunday afternoons. It's our core audience.
That's right.
And we're able to tell that from our audience measurement statistics.
And that's why they respond, because they want to support WILL. They don't just want to support this show. They do want to support the show, and we're glad they do. But they understand it goes to make this station work and work better. And I wish, if people drive by beautiful Campbell Hall where WILL radio and television are located, they're like, wow, those guys are, what a classy looking building. This is pretty impressive.
Well, that's thanks to Alice and Bob Campbell.
That's exactly right. But if they came inside and saw the board that Jay Pierce and I have between us right now. This board, I think...
The control board.
The control board that Jay is working right now
was actually
one,
put together by Marconi, wasn't it?
No, actually, it's more recent than that. Edward R. Murrow used it in the bunker in London in 1943 during the Battle of Britain. I mean, it's just absurd, the sort of technology here, and it's because this is what the money goes for. This money isn't going for, like, parties. It isn't going for martini lunches. It goes for the basic equipment necessary to keep this station alive and well. And we need you to call in and support us. The number 217-244-9455. Feel good about it. This isn't some people do pledge drives. They feel like, oh, it's awful. I got a big money. They apologize for it. I love doing this because I think this is a chance you get to really step forward and show your support for a vital local community institution. Make that $60 pledge and you will get a brand new copy of the new book that John Nichols and I have just written, it's not even in the stores yet, Tragedy and Farce, How the American Media Sell War, Spin Elections, and Destroy Democracy. Illustrations by Tom Tomorrow and a foreword by Tim Robbins. It also has, as you know, John, a very wonderful blurb on the back of it from our friend Tom Frank, who has been a repeated guest, I think three times. After you, John Nichols, I think he's our most frequent guest in the history of Media Matters. Tom Frank, the author of What's the Matter with Kansas. And Tom Frank is on the air with us now. Hey, Tom, are you there?
I'm here, Bob.
Hey, thank you so much for joining us today in our blatant shilling episode of Media Matters.
My pleasure. You know, it's a funny thing. I've been in a lot of radio stations over the last couple of years. You know, when you have a book that comes out, you have to go do a lot of radio shows, and I've noticed that the more awful the content, the higher quality the equipment. It's always this, you know, ironic inverse relationship.
Well, I think that's exactly right. And we're trying to change that calculus as much as we can, and that's going to require people to, you know, call in and make a pledge to us now.
Yeah. Well, I certainly hope they do. I mean, you guys are wonderful, what you do.
Well, I appreciate it. And you were very gracious to read our book. We're using this book, Tom, as the sort of the appeal to get people to make a $60 pledge.
You know, it's another really good book. And when you sent me the manuscript, it didn't have the cartoons in it. And so last night I just sat down and read only the cartoons, having read the book already.
Well, Tom,
the cartoons are just as good. They're great.
That's what we were telling people. The one on Watergate, I think, is one of the greatest cartoons ever.
That's right. What would happen if Watergate was to happen right now? Well, I mean, we're very close, not to that, but to similar kinds of scandals.
Well, in fact,
I guess we'll find out.
In fact, John Dean of Watergate fame says that what's going on now in so many levels is worse than Watergate. That was the title of his very good book on the current moment.
Yeah. We don't want to get off on that.
No, what we want to do is just tell people to call in and give a lot of money.
So, Tom, what are you up to nowadays? You working on another book?
I am, but I am, you know, I am so slow. I am such a slow starter. But, well, I'll tell you what it is. The last book, What's the Matter with Kansas, was about the sort of conservative strategies and the conservative appeal to heartland people. And I give these lectures around the country, and at the end of every lecture, somebody always says, and it's always the same question, it's the first question usually, and it is, so what do we do about it? What do we do about it? And you know me, I'm a congenital pessimist and cynic, and you know, and I generally don't have an answer for that. And so I said, well, wouldn't it be strange if Tom Frank sat down and wrote a book giving an answer to that question? And so that's what I'm trying to do. It's slow going.
I can imagine. Well, John and I are the perennial optimists, so please consult us for happy talk.
I think you might want to title the book Utopian
Pessimist. If you guys were happy enough, you'd have the finest, most highest end equipment there.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you go to Sinclair Station and they've got, you know, a studio that's you know, the size of your living room. And
yeah, but they only
TV
have
monitors
one studio,
all over
right?
the place, and you know, a couple of engineers, and
but they really only have one studio. They do it all out of one building.
Is that so?
Well, hey, Tom Frank, thanks so much for taking time to join us on your Sunday, and keep up the great work, and we'll definitely get you back on the air soon.
Anytime, I'm at your service.
All right, thanks,
Tom. A really good book, you guys.
All right, thanks.
Thank you very much.
And that book that Tom is referring to, of course, is Tragedy and Farce, which is the new book written by John Nichols and myself. Not even in the stores yet. Got cartoons by Tom tomorrow. Has a foreword by Tim Robbins. We'll get it in your hands before it's in the stores if you make a $60 pledge at 217-244-9455. Jay Pierce, I see we've got 80 pledges in. You set the goalpost at 120, I think, in some delirious moment.
And that was to get one more than last fall.
Oh, okay.
119 last fall.
Yeah, we did have 119. Okay, but it was like I think, as I recall, it was, you know, there was like a hurricane blowing in, and people were batting down in their houses. Now we got that. We're doing this on a beautiful sunny day.
A spectacular, lovely Sunday.
That's what cell phones are for.
Oh, all right.
And cell phones can call just as well as landlines to 217-244-9455. And also, folks who are listening to the podcast or getting a download, go to the website. You don't have to do it today. You can do it anytime. Go to willpledge.org. Just mention Media Matters. Make it for $60. We will get you a copy of the book. This money is invaluable to keeping us on the air. We've only got 25 minutes left, 24 minutes left. We need to get 40 more people. That means we need almost two per minute. If you've been just listening to the show, sitting back saying, well, maybe I'm not going to do it this time. Maybe I'll sit this one out. No, please don't. We need you to step up to the plate. We don't want to do four fund drives a year or five a year. We want to keep it at two. But to keep it at two, we need you to give us your support. We desperately do. You know, a lot of people wonder, well, what's with this show? It's so popular. You're doing well. You're getting a lot of support. You know, why do you take the viewpoints you do? And, you know, we had a caller just called in, John, and said, you know, why aren't you getting more conservatives on this show? I mean, you seem to have a lot of liberals.
I think one of the things that's important to understand is that, you know, part of the critique of the contemporary moment is the suggestion that the media is far too deferent to those who are in power, and those who are in power in the country, at least, are conservatives. And so what we suggest is that, you know, you ought to listen to some of the folks who don't think that those in power are doing a good job. But I respect the caller's question.
I do, too. And I think I think it's an important question, which is why I raise it here.
Media reform is not about creating a liberal media to replace Fox or to replace Clear Channel. What media reform is about is creating a media that is diverse enough so that liberals and conservatives are quite excited and satisfied because they're hearing a lot of different voices, a lot of different ideas, and that they're also getting a lot of the information they need to make decisions themselves. We believe that democracy works best when people are given the information they need to make decisions about whether the country should get rid of Social Security or whether the country should go to war in Iraq or whether the country should have a Patriot Act or whatever else you want. Citizens ought to be a part of those decisions. It shouldn't just be something handed down from Washington or done behind closed doors in their names but without their informed consent.
You know, John, if you go down the guest list for Media Matters, we have some terrific guests. I've already given the names. Laura Flanders and Tom Frank, who've been on talking with us today. Al Franken, Janine Garofalo have been guests on the show, pretty well-known folks. We've had Naomi Klein and Amy Goodman, Barbara Ehrenreich recently. We've also had people like Bob Jensen, Dave Roediger, one of our historians here at the University of Illinois. I mean, but most of the people we have on don't get a chance to go on Fox News or MSNBC and CNN and get an hour to sort of present their opinions. Sometimes people say, why don't you get Ann Coulter on there? Well, you know, among other things, Ann Coulter is someone who most Americans have access to her opinions very easily. No one has any doubt where she stands on issues. That's not true of Norman Finkelstein, who we had on a few weeks ago to talk about his work. This show tries to present people who don't generally get an opportunity to lay out their arguments and give them a chance to have time to really make more than sound bites.
One of the things, too, that I think is significant, and I hope as we expand you know, in what we're doing, what you're doing on this show and what I'm doing on shows in Wisconsin and other places, that we do begin to bring more conservatives into this dialogue, because there are honest conservatives who are furious about what the media does for a variety of reasons. They don't like the commercial carpet bombing of our children. They don't like the sleaze that is such a part of media. They don't like the lack of seriousness. And it was interesting, when Laura Flanders was on, she made mention of Pat Buchanan criticizing Cindy Sheehan. That was actually a slightly inaccurate mention, because, of course, Pat Buchanan agrees with Cindy Sheehan that the United States should withdraw from Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
And what is intriguing at this moment, and it's really going to be a test for the media, is as the Bush experiment, which is not a conservative experiment, it is a radical neoconservative, you know, kind of fantasy world, as the Bush experiment falls apart, I think we're going to see a lot of honest conservatives raising real questions about the direction of the country. And my bet is that the major media will do just as rotten a job covering them as it's done covering liberals and progressives.
Well, we're going to find out fairly soon, because the Harriet Myers nomination certainly...
Which a lot of conservatives are furious about.
I mean, they're leading the fight against you right now. We're talking to John Nichols today, Media Matters. I'm your host, Bob McChesney, here on WILL AM 580. If you just tuned in, this is our special Pledge Drive show. We do it twice a year. This is the time we need you to really call in and make the contribution and support us. We've had 80 of you who've done it. Our target is 120, one more than we had in the last pledge drive. This is the when you make a pledge here, it not only supports WILL and gets great equipment here and pays the bills and makes it possible for this show to stay in the air, it sends a message to every NPR station manager, every PBS station manager, to community station managers as well, that this is the sort of programming people want to hear. They want to have an hour where they can actually hear people develop their ideas without having the host scream at them or lecture to them about whether they're patriotic enough to be qualify for American passports. This is a show where they get a chance to talk, and you can talk to them, and there's no screaming and yelling, just a chance to develop ideas. If you support this sort of radio, we need you to show it today. And if you make a $60 pledge to WILL by calling 217-244-9455, 217-244-9455, we will make a gift to you of a brand new book that John Nichols and I just finished called Tragedy and Farce, How the American Media Sell War, Spin Elections, and Destroy Democracy. This is, I think an outstanding book. Of course, I am, prejudiced. I've written many books. John has too, but John and I have written three together, and I think unquestionably I liked our other two, John. This is the best we've done.
Well, I think it's so much more of the moment, and I mean, it really is talking about stuff that's happening right now. We have a big section of the book dealing with the Downing Street memo and the whole debate about what was known before the United States and Great Britain went to war in Iraq, and what wasn't revealed in the media. And so there are literally parts of this book that are just months old, that are literally of the debate that's
going
on. Yeah,
we finished this book in August. I mean, to show how quickly the new press did in turning it around.
Well, they were excited about it. They wanted to get this book out because, you know, look, again, something we talked about earlier in the show. We are at a remarkable moment in our history. We are seeing a presidency fall apart and many of its initiatives really just blow up. And there are going to be a lot of Americans who are asking the question, well, how did this happen? How did this incredibly inept person become our president? And how did all these sort of behind-the-scenes players like Karl Rove and Scooter Libby and Dick Cheney himself acquire so much power? How did Tom DeLay get away with what he got away with? How did Bill Frist get away with apparently some stock deals that would make Martha Stewart blush? Well, one of the reasons for that is that the media has done such a rotten job over the last few years. And this book provides an explanation for folks that starts to put the pieces together, and we understand the moment we're in, and then it suggests, if you're furious about what's going on in our government and what's happened with our president and what's happened with so much of these institutions in which we're supposed to place our trust, there's a way to start to fix things, and the way to start to fix things is by supporting a media reform movement that does create more diversity in media, makes open room for more voices, but that also has as a component of it a supercharging and expansion of public broadcasting and community broadcasting. That's what's going to happen. That is the reform that will occur in America, but it's going to take time. We're building the movement now. Millions of people are already involved. Millions more are becoming involved. But in this interim moment, What we must do is provide the support to those institutions, those broadcast outlets that give voice to these ideas, to these concerns. And this show, Media Matters on WILL, is one of the critical vehicles in the whole country. That's why people listen to it all over the United States on the Internet and through other vehicles.
Hey, John, I just got a bad news from Pledge Headquarters Central. The ticker is up. We're at 88.
And 88.
We've got 16 minutes to go to get eight, to get 32.
217-244-9455. 217-244-9455. That is the number to call. We need, in the next, what is it, 16 minutes,
yep,
17 minutes?
16 minutes.
We need 32 callers.
And we've got
that is
five.
Exactly two calls a minute.
Yeah, we got the phone lines are open. I'm
two
seeing,
calls a minute.
You know, the people are in Pledge Central right now. One of them's jumping rope. I mean, she's trying to keep active so her fingers don't fall asleep if someone calls.
But the fact is, let's be clear, people have done a fantastic job. We're at 88 calls. That is a dream come true for most shows. Most shows would be, you know, just jumping up and down to have gotten 88 calls.
Yeah, but we're not most shows.
That's the entire goal.
Yeah, we're not most shows. We're
exactly.
Not just about most shows either, because when you make a pledge to this show, it's a support not just for Media Matters, not just for WILL, but it's sending a message to every station manager in this country that listeners in this country want programming like this. They want an hour-long show where they can hear provocative, intelligent people make their case and have a chance to lay out an argument and so people can hear sophisticated talk about politics without a screaming match and without feeling like you have to be in a mud wrestling den to like talk about media or politics. And people desperately are supporting that. Stations have a very hard time, as people can imagine, the politics of public broadcasting in this country. And it's true for community stations, too, but especially NPR and PBS Fields have a very hard time doing shows like this. The way we put wrought iron in the spine of station managers is when they can point out the windows. Look, I've got people who really want this programming. The people who voted in East Central Illinois, this is the number one show for pledge drives. On a per capita basis, the number one show in the country. We should have it in our community, too. People in Madison and Boulder and Denver and Seattle and Los Angeles and Albuquerque, they should be getting their own Media Matters in their community. And so when you make this pledge to 217-244-9455, it's more than just keeping WIL alive and well. It's more than getting us good equipment and supporting the terrific staff here. It's really about changing the media environment in this country and making it so that having the sort of discussion we have in this show, the sort of guests we have, is possible everywhere. We're not an island in the sea, one little island out here. We're a whole continent of islands linked together by bridges. And that's what we're building here, and that's what you're part of. And I think you should be excited about it as the listeners to Media Matters. But it means that this is the once, you know, we come twice a year, John and I come before you. And we say, you've got to call. You've got to show us support. We need 32 more of you. We've got 15 minutes to do it in. The phone number here, 217-244-9455. And we have a wonderful new book, I say immodestly, Tragedy and Farce, that John Nichols and I have just written, called How the American Media Sell Wars, Spin Elections, and Destroy Democracy, a $60 pledge, and we'll get this $24 hardbound book to you before it's available in stores in November, a $200 pledge if you can possibly donate that much, and we will personally inscribe a copy to you. Please give what you can. This is the time we need to step up. Our phone lines are wide open. We've only got a few minutes left, and we've got to get to 120. That's the goal. You know, we've got some pretty heavy weight. We've got a lift in the show. It's our honor to do it, but we need the listeners to step forward and do it for us right now. So, John?
Yes.
Harriet Myers, what's going to happen?
Well, it's a fascinating situation. Look, the Harriet Myers fight is a classic model of a president who's given up. George Bush didn't want to go to the trouble of actually finding a nominee for the Supreme Court. He picked his personal attorney. It would be the equivalent of if Alan Greenspan stepped down and George Bush picked his accountant to be the head of the Fed. And that's a laughable notion, but that's exactly what's happened. And an awfully lot of Americans really have kind of blinked at this one. They said, hey, hold it. We know Bush has appointed a lot of his cronies, a lot of his buddies to powerful positions, but this is a lifetime appointment to the U.S. Supreme Court. And a lot of conservatives who really invested a lot of their personal energy, their money in Bush's presidency are furious at him. They're starting to realize, as I said before, that George Bush is not a conservative. He is a radical neoconservative who believes in an agenda that's frankly very different from mainstream conservatism, that is much more interested in empowering big corporations, that is interested in making the executive branch of government super powerful, that wants to disempower Congress. I mean, there's a whole agenda here that doesn't have much to do with traditional conservatism. And they're worried. They're angry. They're mad because they don't know anything about this woman. I think there is a chance, only a chance, but a chance, that this nomination may be withdrawn. It's going to happen in the next couple weeks, and it will be a result of how much anger is directed at it by conservatives. But I will tell you, in the end, what will take it down is not merely going to be conservative opposition. It will also be, if Democrats get their act together — they don't have their act together at this point — but if they get their act together and go back to what the founders said, one of the reasons that you have the advice and consent role of the U.S. Senate is to make sure that the president doesn't appoint his cronies to powerful lifetime appointments. And George Bush has done that. It is incumbent on every senator, conservative or liberal, Democrat or Republican, to vote against the nomination of a crony. And that's exactly what's happened. That's exactly what Alexander Hamilton and the other founders warned about. The job of the Senate is clear. Now the test is whether senators will step up to that job.
You're listening to John Nichols today in Media Matters. I'm your host, Bob McChesney, coming to you from WILL AM 580. This is our special pledge drive show. Twice a year we come before you and ask you to make a pledge to support WILL, community-oriented public broadcasting here in East Central Illinois, and to support this show, Media Matters. We've had 98 of you who've called in the next 10 minutes.
22 calls?
We need 22 more of you to call in the next 10, 12 minutes.
That's two of them. We're actually achieving what we said. We needed to do two a minute. We're in the game to make it. We can make it to this 120 calls, but people have to call. It's 217.
Yeah, and then we'll go to 205 if the line's busy. Keep calling back. Don't give up.
We get into that news.
I mean,
let's not play games here. Let's not try and see if I can be the last caller.
Yeah, this isn't one of those AM stations where the seventh person to call gets a free roll of toilet paper. This is none of those games here. We just
217-244-9455. 217-244-9455. That's the number to call. If you call that right now, you are going to be part of putting this show over the top, sending that message that, you know, the listeners of WILL, both in Champaign and Urbana and also around Illinois and around the country, believe that this show is so important that they're going to have this outpouring of response, this outpouring of support, that WILL folks can say, you know, look, it's clear. People are passionate about media. They're passionate about getting information out. They're passionate about democracy itself. And they're willing to step up and do it because we got this incredible number, this impossible number, 120 calls in 2 hours.
Yeah, I mean, you know, listen to the other hours on this station, listeners, and, you know, they're getting 3, 4, 5, 6 calls. I mean, this is sending the right message. This is exactly what we want to say, not just to the management here, because the management here is our best friends. They've been behind us all the way.
Yeah.
But it's really to the management of this whole system in Washington and the stations around the country that this is the sort of programming that really is important. We want this here. Media Minutes, the show that we produce here, is now carried on 30 stations around the country. 30 stations, because it's so popular. We need to get programming like this everywhere. We have phone lines open. Please call in. We've got to get to 120. And if you do want to do it over the internet, that's just as easy to do. All you have to do is go to willpledge.org, willpledge.org. You can do that anytime in the next week and just mention Media Matters. But please do it now if you possibly can. It would make our bookkeeping a lot easier. $60 gets you a copy of the brand new book, Tragedy and Farce. The phone lines are open. We do have open slots.
We're hearing them ring in the background, though. That's exciting, and that's hopeful. Remember, what we need is we need to get about, I would say probably at this point, about 20 calls in the next roughly 10 minutes. Calling 217-244-9455. I think we're going to make it.
I hope so. I think
we're
right on the
edge.
It's absolutely possible. We just hope these aren't like, you know, people calling selling long-distance services to us now.
Can you tell me the directions, too?
Yeah, really.
But we need the real calls here. Remember, we want to get you a copy of the book. That's a $60 pledge. But just as importantly, we are delighted. Somebody's calling in with $5, $10, whatever you can to make sure that you are putting a signal out there that you support this program.
You know, I love doing this show. It's a pleasure for me, and selfishly, I get to do it because I get to bring, well, first of all, I get to bring my best friend John Nichols on twice a year to talk with him, which is always a treat for me. But the other 50 weeks of the year, I get to bring guests onto this show who are really interesting people doing interesting work, and I get to talk to them and listen to what they have to say. I think people who listen to this show know that this show isn't about me. It's about the guest. I mean, people are interested in my opinions. They can read the books. They can pledge and get our book that we wrote together, and I give plenty of talks. This show is all about the guests, and it's about the listeners. It's about the listeners having a chance to directly call up the guests and ask whatever questions they want. We don't censor anyone. The only thing we ask people is to be polite, not to be rude. We don't want anyone hectoring anyone. That's not really acceptable civic behavior on this show. But, you know, what we need to do is have a strong vote of confidence. This is the sort of programming people want. John, we're up to 104.
104, how many minutes?
We've got 11 minutes. We'll go to 205, I've been told. We've got the phone lines. Then they're going to clear out, I guess, and play canasta in the bedroom.
Yeah, as they should. They've done a lot of work.
They're working hard.
We've heard 104 calls.
The people in there are volunteers, by the way. I mean, these are wonderful people in the community, and that's one way people can help here. If you don't have a lot of money or if you want to help in another way, your labor is welcome, too.
Let me just say, you know, we've got a handful of minutes to finish this up, and I want to talk to the folks who still haven't called, who maybe are saying, you know, look, this has been some interesting stuff. It's nice to hear Tom Frank. It's nice to hear, you know, Laura Flanders. It's nice to hear Bob. But, you know, whatever the reason you haven't called, just think back over the last year, even the last 6 months. Is there not some point at which you were furious with the media? Isn't there not some point at which you, you know, turned the television off and said, you know, good Lord, they're not covering things. They're not doing a good job. They're more interested in Britney Spears' pregnancy than they are in what's happening with Social Security. They're more interested in the Lacey Peterson case or some distant, you know, like shark bites man case from Florida than they are with, you know, real live fundamental issues. They're not holding our president to account. They're not raising the big international issues that needs to be. Whatever's gotten you mad in the last year, act on that motivation. Give us a call. Make a commitment to help this show, which talks about the things that get you angry, that get you passionate, that get you concerned, on a weekly basis. Make it, help it stay on the air, help it get stronger, and help this station that's made a forum for this show to have the ability to do more shows like this. Call 217-244-9455, 217-244-9455, and make that pledge, whatever you can pledge, as a way of, you know, not just being angry, but actually helping to make the change, helping to respond to the media that gets you mad by doing something positive that will give you a media that will make you excited and engaged and happy, ultimately, about, you know, finding this place on the radio dial.
John, this is exciting. This is like the end of that Southern Cal Notre Dame game yesterday, which I saw in the O'Hare Airport while I was waiting for my flight home. I mean, we've got 12 we need, I think, now. Here's the latest tally coming in. We need 10. We've got 7 minutes and 57 seconds. Go to the Internet if you don't want to call in.
And we're actually doing better. We don't even need 2 a minute. What we need now is a little over 1 a minute. But come on, folks.
Yeah. And, you know, once again,
217-244-9455. By now, you should have memorized that number.
Yeah, really. Absolutely.
We've said it enough times.
Or go to the willpledge.org website, and, you know, $60 gets you this book. I think you'll like the book a lot. I'm very proud of it. I've never been prouder of a book I've written, John, and I think people will enjoy it. The phone lines are open now. We see we've got a line open. We've got someone tapping her pencil back there, waiting for the phone to ring. She's a volunteer, just like I am, just like John Nichols is. We're here doing the cause because we believe in this sort of radio. This is one of the times, we do it twice a year, where we have to come to you and say, okay, we're doing this because we believe in it. We know we've got listeners. We have an enormous listenership. We have the largest listenership possibly for this time block in a per capita basis, given the size of this community, of any show in the country on public radio at this time block. But this is the time we need you to step forward and say, yeah, I believe in this sort of programming. I want to show that I support it and send a message not only to this community, this is important stuff, and WILL is to be commended for doing Media Matters, and it's a great station for doing it. But also, I want to send a message, this sort of radio broadcasting, this sort of media, we need all over this country. We don't want to have it that someone like Barbara Ehrenreich is only being heard on a few stations when she writes a new book. She's heard everywhere. Seymour Hersh should be seen everywhere. Naomi Klein and Amy Goodman should be household names for their work. It's that important. For listeners to this show, they are household names. But in most communities in this country, they aren't. And they aren't because there aren't programs like this. And this is when you make that call, you're basically making a call to every station manager in this country, in effect. You're saying, this is the sort of radio show I want on public radio. I want to hear this. This is sort of community-oriented public broadcasting we have to do. WILL AM 580 is the number 12 station in terms of audience share of all public radio stations in this country. This station understands it has an obligation to its community. That's why when people support a show, it's going to keep delivering the show. It's here to serve the community. It's not, it's going to, if the politicians or the regulators in Washington give it a hard time, it's to say, look, we're here to serve the people of East Central Illinois. And the way it can show those politicians and regulators this show is something that the listeners want is when they get calls, when people call in. John, here's the latest tally. We've got 5 minutes and 27 seconds. We need eight calls, eight of you to hit our 120
target.
Not
very many. You know, come on. I mean, eight calls. Go out, you know, if your neighbor, go knock on your neighbor's door. Tell him to call.
Yeah, call in twice if you pay twice. Use your middle name.
Yeah. And the bottom line is, we really want to do this. We don't get anything out of this. We don't make any money from it. We don't get any fame or prestige from it. The only satisfaction that comes from folks helping us to